You know, it's fascinating, and honestly a little heartbreaking, how kids are reacting to all this AI hype. While we adults are busy obsessing over productivity gains and existential debates, children are looking at it and just not buying it. They're calling it creepy, disgusting, or even an artificial idiot. And that's a huge red flag for the industry. If the next generation's first impression is this negative, we're going to face a massive adoption hurdle down the road.
I think the root of that friction comes down to something we've known about in design for decades, the uncanny valley effect.
Exactly. Kids have this incredible radar for artificiality. They can tell instantly when a voice or chatbot is just mimicking human conversation without actually feeling anything behind it.
And that's the crux of it. Children don't really care about utility in the way adults do. They prioritize authenticity above all else.
So when they get hit with those scripted responses, awkward robotic pauses, or completely generic dialogue, it just feels like a trick. Trust shatters in seconds.
Which leads us to the second major hurdle, functional limitations.
Oh, absolutely. Kids think in such wild, imaginative ways. They'll throw out creative, completely illogical, or highly specific questions packed with fantasy and humor.
And when the AI just falls back on safe, predictable, or factually wrong answers, kids don't hesitate to label it as dumb. They're incredibly sharp at pattern recognition, too. They quickly realize it's just regurgitating internet data instead of actually understanding them.
It's the same with AI-generated art and stories. To a kid, it just feels hollow. It's missing that spark of personality and intentional creativity that comes from a real human.
And then you layer on privacy concerns, which really amplifies that negative perception.
It's so true. Kids are becoming hyper-aware of digital surveillance, especially since parents and teachers are constantly reminding them to be careful online.
That always listening microphone, or the camera that's always on. It triggers a very primal sense of vulnerability. The idea that a cloud server is quietly recording their bedtime stories, sleep talk, or private jokes feels deeply invasive. It's a valid fear that adults often just brush aside for the sake of convenience.
All of this really should be a wake-up call for the tech industry. We can't just assume they'll grow into it.
Precisely. If this generation matures with a deep-seated distrust of AI, widespread adoption could completely stall out.
So, to prevent that, developers really need to step back and fundamentally redesign how these systems interact with younger users.
Step one has to be transparency. We need clear, honest indicators that they're talking to a machine and upfront explanations of what it can and can't do.
And step two, the AI has to be built to actually play along. It needs to handle creative, unpredictable, and playful input with humor and adaptability, instead of just giving them a rigid, lecture-style answer.
And step three is non-negotiable. Privacy has to be foundational.
Right. Devices should have obvious visual or audio cues when they're active, and default-off settings should be the standard. That gives kids back their sense of control and safety.
Ultimately, what kids are telling us highlights a critical flaw in how we're building AI today. It's failing the human connection test.
Kids aren't going to adopt a technology just because it's powerful or efficient. They need to feel a genuine connection.
They'll only embrace it if it's fun, honest, creatively engaging, and deeply respectful of their boundaries.
If the industry keeps ignoring these young critics, we're going to risk alienating the exact generation that will ultimately define AI's long-term future.
The path forward is clear. We need to shift our focus away from just impressing adults and start earning the genuine trust of children through transparent, privacy-first, and emotionally intelligent design.